Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broadwasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plosky, and happy July 4th! We can't stay quiet about the fact that we have Washington on our side. I'm a star and a Yankee Doodle Dandy. I know I'm not alone here with the Purple Mountain's majesty, but people say, we'll find it in you, and there's gotta be more to life. But I say, appreciate the distance you have, come. And he played the violin. I guess I've been out of my head lately. I've wondered how to return home, then thought, love me or love me not, I can't Altos lament if the water runs dry. Ugh, sit down, John. I just have to feel the spark of creation and know that when love takes over, well, I'm not afraid of anything. Of thee I sing. Didn't I tell you to sit down, John, you fat motherfucker? It's Independence Day, so on this episode, you can definitely expect to listen to the Star-Spangled Fireworks. Joining us today are the usual breakers of riffs and boy crazy boozers, including Kevin, young kind of love Jager.
Hey, what's up?
Kimberly, our game master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
We hit like opening. Every song in Natalie's discography.
Yeah.
And then also 1776.
Sit Down is... 1776.
Oh, God. I was like, I didn't record that.
But with us today is a guest whose resume includes Broadway's Everyday Rapture and the national tours of Wicked and Les Miserables. She internationally is known for her incredible performance videos and popular web series, Breaking Down the Riffs, with over 3 million views on YouTube and counting. Which is kind of crazy.
There's one more now. What?
Oh, I hear that. Oh, yeah.
You lost.
Oh, six more. Let's give a big, broad-waisted welcome to friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
You're always drinking during
you
that.
You really, literally are always drinking.
I think always forget that it happens.
It's like a Pavlovian response, though.
Anyway.
You're just like, oh, we're welcoming. I drink?
Yeah.
Natalie Wise. Welcome.
Welcome, Natalie.
Are you going to retake the... friend of the show?
No, never.
Oh, never.
Never.
She's always having
She's always okay, messing
she's always,
it up.
Always, yeah.
You can follow her on social media at Natalie_Weiss. And if you're confused, make sure you look out for that Disney font.
Oh, yeah. That's so unique. Wow. Do you hate it? Do you just try to eat the lime from your drink?
No, it was just funny. She threw me shade, and I loved every second of it.
No, that was shade. You hate my Disney.
No, I don't hate your Disney.
Oh, you love it.
It just makes it hard in the search.
It helps to find it,
though. Oh, does it?
So
good to know.
In the search.
What?
So when you're searching, you can't really read the Natalie Weiss that well. However, if you know that you're looking for that, it's super easy to find.
So that's why I don't have as many followers as I would prefer.
Yep, we can go with that.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to change. Disney font. Thank you.
But
or everyone just switches to Disney font.
Yep.
Yeah. We just spread the word that she's Disney font Natalie.
Yes.
So is it just me?
Yes.
Or I never realized that the D in Disney, like that fancy Disney font,
was a D.
I know. I thought it was a G for a little bit.
Not
I
even
think.
A G, but it was just like a treble clef. Like
it was just like a treble clef.
It was just like a symbol. Did you ever
have
to
look at it? No, I don't.
You're not the first person to say this. Well, let me pick out our embroidered groom and bride Disney caps.
I love how I lean into the mic as if this will give me air. But it's coming from there.
It's also
like,
1,000 degrees.
It's a New York summer, kids.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Anyway, let's get started with, what are you drinking?
What are you drinking?
What are we drinking?
I'm drinking tequila with lime-flavored seltzer and a couple of lime varietals. I went to the store and I don't know how to buy limes because I don't know if they're supposed to be squishy or dark or light. So I just bought a varietal of limes.
That doesn't make them varietals. That just makes them different ripeness.
It's varietals, Kimberly.
You didn't go to these limes are $1 a pound. These limes are $5 a pound. I'm going to mix and match.
They're color and consistency varietals.
I have tequila on the rocks with some lime varietals, apparently.
There you go.
I have a gin and tonic with a squeeze of bottled lime juice.
Okay, didn't trust my limes.
No, because I made it before you got here.
Oh. I have a seltzer and lime.
Staying classy.
Yes.
So, let's just start with, what have you seen this week?
What have you seen this week?
Or recently?
What is this just about Broadway?
No.
Pretty Little Liars series finale.
Yes.
The Bachelorette, Teen Mom, yeah. series finale. Sorry.
No. Kevin and I will take a step back and Kimberly, go for it.
I mean, if we want to talk about AD, like we can go
on forever. But into it's just
about
too
Spencer's accent.
Oh my God. Oh, right. Like, why are you Cockney?
I'm over here, but sometimes I'm Spencer.
Can't believe it.
Is he really pretending to have an accent?
Wait, what's AD?
She. Yeah. Oh, she. Just literally, I tried to explain the plot lines to my friend who stopped after season 5, and as I was talking, I was like,
oh, this is not Bachelorette. This is
Pretty Little Liars. This
is
Pretty Little Liars. I was confused. Jay says, it's Everyone Looks the Same show.
Yeah, that sounds good. Allie and Hannah. Yeah, that sounds
in the series finale, like, they reveal the hoodied person turns around and they're like reveal kind of who it is, except it's the mask.
Right.
And I literally
XO Gossip Girl?
I went, yes. I'm 90% sure that's Spencer's sister, but I can't be certain. It might be Jenna without her sunglasses.
Also, retroactive spoiler alerts.
Oh, no, that's not a spoiler because that's not really who it was. This was a red herring.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah.
So do you play Bachelorette Fantasy?
Fantasy League? I did last season. I won.
Ooh.
Yeah, I picked Vanessa.
Yeah.
But listen, does anyone watch Teen Mom? It's really important because I really need to have a conversation.
My Hulu keeps telling me to.
Okay, because you said like we only talk bad, but like I have to talk about Farrah.
Yeah, of course. You can.
But I can't. Because
I know who
they
are.
It's the most atrocious thing I've ever seen. Like, I felt sick to my stomach about this girl. She's out of her mind. She has nobody respect, but nobody watches it. So
if you watch Teen Mom, make sure to tweet at Natalie _wise Disney font.
It's crazy. My roommate was like, you're literally watching Jerry Springer. But no,
Jerry Springer has babies. Back, aren't they?
Really?
Are they?
The opera? Off Broadway, I think.
Oh, really?
I read that.
The Jerry Springer rock opera? Have you
heard?
Wow,
yeah, heard about it.
Oh, yeah,
not
the actual show, sorry.
I was like, that's new.
Yeah, I know. I was like, Jerry's getting back in the ring.
But I did not see anything this week, but I saw a rehearsal of Shrek Jr. in Lubbock, Texas. That's very adorable.
Was it cute?
It was really
that's
good.
So sweet.
I just came back from Toronto.
Did you see something there?
I didn't see anything. However,
you saw baseball.
I went to the baseball game. I went to the Hockey Hall of Fame. Go Devils! And for Scott, go Sharks.
The Flyers.
But I passed by the Mervish Theater.
Yeah.
Which their season is amazing. Come From Away is coming back.
Really?
They have North by Northwest.
Ooh.
The Curious Incident Tour.
For a second, I thought that was like a different version of South by Southwest.
Oh, no.
I was like, is that their music festival?
They're doing the Lorax.
What was the other one you said?
The Lorax, the musical? I met the Lorax on my honeymoon.
Yeah.
He's really nice.
Then Muriel's Wedding is next year. Then they're getting the American in Paris and King and I tours. However, super cool, an awesome season, and they have an off-Broadway season up there in, like, different theaters. They're doing Saltwater Moon, King Charles III, and the Fun Home Tour is coming there.
Cool.
So you should definitely check out the Mervish Theater, and then I went to some other theaters. I actually toured all the theaters. I just like to get
like
to know the city.
Like, inside of them?
No, I just walked by them because they were all closed. But
my mom does that with churches.
But before we play our first game...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Natalie, a couple questions for you.
Yes.
What's your favorite musical?
I have a few.
That's okay.
Bright Star.
Yes.
So good.
Next to Normal, Legally Blonde, Parade.
I'm going to go on record saying that Legally Blonde is one of the best movie to musical adaptations.
Agreed.
I saw it six times on Broadway.
Yeah.
Super fan.
It's that good.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I just watched the pilot of Finding the Next Elle Woods.
Just for fun?
I watched the whole season, of course.
Yeah, the whole season
I watched
amazing.
The whole season, but the pilot is... on YouTube.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, the pilot's incredible when they're like, all right, so we're going to start out by just making you belt your face off.
After they've, like, done a full day of dance calls?
Yep, yep.
Oh, my God.
Now I'm saying I am so much better.
And Dear Evan Hansen.
I love Dear Evan Hansen.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
Anyone else?
I saw...
Oh, well, you're just asking me. I wanted to know your favorite
musicals.
Oh, you want to?
Yeah. No, we can go around.
Oh.
Kev. Give me your... So, we haven't done this before. Give me your favorite musical.
Okay.
And then, like, a recent
favorite.
Okay, my all-time favorite musical is Into the Woods, and I would say a recent favorite.
Yeah,
You know what? I'm gonna say Come From Away. I know that was a big one of just this year, but that's a little lame. But
cool.
I really enjoyed it.
Kimberly,
Sunday in the Park with George is my favorite.
Lovers. Okay,
because I can look at the poster. Just because like I end up listening to this more than most. Daddy Long Legs.
Really?
That's a good one.
I don't know
it's
why.
It's a fun one
but,
to
like,
listen to.
I only know one
I,
song.
Just will...
The Secret of Happiness?
No, I couldn't know someone last
time. Oh,
that's a good one.
I just listen to it on Spotify all the time.
Yeah.
Because I'm waiting for the Bandstand cast album to be on Spotify.
I know. My favorite musical of all time is Man of La Mancha. And a recent musical is probably... I mean, if I'm going based on, like, Spotify listens...
Yeah.
It's Hamilton.
Okay.
I was just thinking, like, oh, no, we didn't say Hamilton.
That's a good one. What's another one? Recent one. A Bright Star. Love Bright Star.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but like I saw it twice, and anyone who throws shade, I literally didn't understand. I couldn't wait to go back. I just like the story was so compelling.
Also,
and her performance,
National Treasure, Carmen Cusack.
I'm sorry,
friend of the show, National Treasure.
Friend of the show, was she on?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, friend of the show. I've never met her, but if Cynthia Erivo was not nominated.
I totally
agree.
Like I was just, I've never seen anything like that.
She was so good, so moving. I'm obsessed. Yeah, there were girls in front of me that, like, turned to their parents and were like, oh, I'm so sorry. We only saw the commercial and, like, we thought it was just going to be, like, happy, fun banjo music. And I was like, and aren't you thrilled that it's not?
Yeah.
Like,
well, when they go on tour,
yeah.
We're going to rent a van and follow them.
We're just going to be groupies.
Is the cast announced yet?
No.
No.
Okay.
Jinx. Bright Star is the Freaks and Geeks of Broadway.
Oh, my God.
Can you say that? I mean, you just did.
Yeah.
Like the show Freaks and Geeks.
No, I know. That was just like an epic statement.
Broadway is the Firefly.
Like, I love Bright Star too, but
Broadway
like, that's like an
Firefly?
Epic.
I mean, yeah, Bright Star. I mean, Bright Star is the Firefly of Broadway.
It's good.
Oh yeah.
That's just like an epic like what you mean behind that statement.
Yeah, you know what I meant, Kevin.
No, but I think you're true.
Like, what's your favorite? What was your first Broadway show you saw? And what was your favorite experience seeing a show?
My first Broadway show was Les Mis. I was 7. I was in the balcony and I was like, when's On My Own? And didn't understand any of the plot.
Right.
And then I guess I remember
I can imagine you in the balcony like with your mom or dad like tugging on their shirt.
Like, what's happening? Like no idea.
Are we there yet?
Yeah.
Just like I will turn this theater around.
When's the bell ting?
When's On My Own? And I remember seeing Phantom and like loving it when I was 10.
Yeah.
But that's like my earliest memory.
Yeah, yeah. What's the your favorite experience seeing a show?
I have to think, but in recent years, probably when I saw Next to Normal at Second Stage, like I really remember like feeling all the feels, like when Brian D'Arcy James was in it.
Yeah, you felt electric.
I felt a feeling electric. Yeah,
yeah.
That was the
and
yep.
You heard feeling electric. Was it still in
when
you saw
it? No, it was not.
Oh, was it when you went?
I saw it in previews there, and it was still there.
No, it was not there.
And the Costco song, was that in that whole run?
I don't remember.
I don't know if it was in the whole run.
I think they cut it early.
I think they cut a lot of everything.
No, I have an answer.
Oh, great.
You're going to judge me.
I can't wait.
So
because it is the top worst musicals of all time was one of my favorite shows.
Okay. Can we guess?
Yes.
Kevin, you get one.
Okay, so it was like renowned as terrible.
Well, I mean...
Kevin.
And I saw the closing show.
My guess
show.
Is based on YouTube, so I'm guessing Carrie.
Kimberly?
Like the worst...
It's renowned as, like, you're actually kidding, Natalie. How did you cry? I didn't even know you had feelings, and you cried. Best
Lestat.
Performance.
That's a good guess.
That's a good guess.
And I was on the rush line at, like, for, like, 5 hours.
That's
the
a really
closing
good
show.
Pirate Queen?
No, A Tale of Two Cities.
Oh!
My mom loved A Tale of Two Cities.
I'm sorry, but I was in the front row. I didn't understand the first act. I had to get it explained to me.
I watched
like,
it on, like,
there,
PBS.
Yeah.
Right, performances.
You did?
Yeah, it's recording.
What a good answer.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's so random.
That was also
no,
a
I
Tale
love
of
it
Two
Audience
But I also, like... No,
Natalie,
that's
I
a good bit.
I said it was A Tale of Two Audience Members.
Yeah. Also, Victoria... Well, I'm going to tell you, like... Performances.
Yeah.
Victoria Clark and Light in the Piazza.
Oh, yeah.
Christine Ebersole, Great Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time I saw Wicked when I was in college.
Yeah.
Who did you see it
with? OBC?
Adina.
Yeah.
I was...
OBC. Let's play a game.
Ooh.
Okay. Okay, I made up a silly game.
Oh.
It's
game
a variation
time.
On plot points.
Yes.
Except it's called Add a Riff.
Okay.
I heard that it's like Adderall.
Yeah, that's what I heard too. That's what I heard too.
Yeah. I was like, what?
Jersey kids.
So I have some lyrics from some really, really straight-toned classical musical theater songs.
Okay.
And we each are going to have a chance to try and stick a riff in them.
All right, hold on. Okay, I'm ready.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not even going
to
warm up.
We reserve the right to be terrible.
That's funny.
Okay, so I'm just supposed to add a riff to this
without
somewhere?
Saying the title of... Is this... Oh,
yeah.
These are lyrics.
All right.
Okay.
Isn't it rich? Aren't we a pair? Me here at last on the crown. You in mid-air.
Oh, you added two.
I did.
Did you want 2 points or something?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so that's how it works. Two points, two riffs. So
there's... Okay.
I don't
want
to do something.
Mother said straight ahead, not to delay or be misled. Yeah, I should have heeded her advice, but he seems so nice.
Thank you.
Yes.
So that counts as one riff.
Brian.
All right.
Shouldn't Natalie just play this game?
Yeah, what's the...
Well, I like to make it inclusive, but then I was like, but I don't want to do this.
I don't know. What is that?
Mr. Snow from Carousel.
I don't know.
It says his name is Mr. Snow.
I don't know Mr. Carousel. I don't care.
Mr. Snow.
I know 0% of Carousel. I'm actually excited to see for the first time next year with Jesse Mueller and Henry, right?
Josh Henry.
Yes. If I wrote the lyrics down wrong, you can correct them.
You're the Tower of Pisa?
Yeah.
Excuse me. Pizza. You wrote pizza, not Pisa.
Oh, there's an
app. You're the Nile. You're the Tower of Pizza. You're the smile on the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless check. I'm a total wreck. I'm a flop, but baby,
I'm the bottom. You're the top.
I think this segment's going to be cut.
I can't riff.
I think just Brian should only play the game.
No, I'm terrible at riffing. You're the Tower of Pizza.
Okay. Just you wait, Henry Higgins, just you wait. You'll be sorry, but your tears will be too late. That's how it's a riff. Great.
You yodel? You lay. High on a hill, it'll only go. You lay, you lay, you lay.
That's the original riff.
Oh, yeah. You just stole from that.
Yeah, exactly.
Great. Kevin.
I bailed on my own game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Natalie, you've been able to do, like, national tours. You've been able to do Broadway as well. But you've had, like, such a big career from, like, concerts and through the YouTube world.
Tell my grandpa through the YouTube.
Through the YouTube.
Is that on the Facebook?
So I guess what would like some advice? What advice would you have for people coming up in the musical theater world who like finding different avenues besides just going to auditions every day?
I feel like it's such a small world. So like when somebody saw a video of me, they asked me to do a concert, and then from that one, I started getting work, and when I say work, I mean lots of stuff for free in the beginning. You know, you have to, like, get exposure, and then you start having a rate and everything. But I feel like it's a small world, so, like, I've met so many people through the concert world, and that's all, like, oh, I know this person, I know this person. It's not having to audition. But my journey is a little bit atypical because I didn't, like, put a video on the internet to, like, be recognized. Somebody put a video of me up when I was a senior. I started getting a following, but it wasn't like, now it's like, oh, how do you get famous on the internet? Like, that was never my goal. Like, growing up, I wanted to be like, you know, discover me, but I didn't try to, like, get views, and it kind of just happened. So that whole concert teaching world sort of happened organically, and, like, I kind of, also the coaching world, I almost went to school for music ed, so I kind of expressed coaching in college because I was classically trained as a piano player. So I didn't have to get waitressing jobs. I was getting my name out there as a coach, and that's all word of mouth.
You've also had, like, such an awesome experience to work with all these new composers and record some of these, like, iconic songs of theirs that have now kind of become the, like the standard of what a lot of college girls have started to get into college. So what has that been like? Have you had people like reach out to you, or like what has that experience been like being able to be the first on so many of these, like, I mean, Quiet and How to Return Home and Out of Your Head and like some of these big songs of these new composers breaking out there. Michael Mott's new second album, which is coming out. So what is like that whole experience been like for you working with all these new composers?
I mean, it's really crazy because, you know, I graduated, the whole YouTube thing happened, like, Jonathan Gelt and I did New Voices together, so we sort of met, and then that was, like, the uprise, like, it sort of happened, like, when YouTube started becoming famous is when the new composer era started happening.
Right.
So it sort of happened at the same time. What's crazy is, like, I used to imitate singers growing up, and so it's weird when, like, somebody sings a song I know I originated, I know the riff wasn't written in, and I know they did it, so I'm like, my God, they watched the video. Like, it's just such a weird sensation.
What is this feeling? So sudden and new.
So sudden and new, you know? It's flattering when the girls do it, but...
Because there's certain, like, riffs that I know that you've put into a song that are, like, your stamp on it.
Yeah.
But like every girl I've ever heard sing Quiet sings it exactly
right,
how you recorded it.
Which is
it.
Crazy.
And every girl that ever sang How to Return Home takes the same options.
Right.
Like,
which is so weird because so that when I work with these composers, there's a certain melody and then they're like, play around. And then a lot of them don't sing. So they're like Brian Lauderman.
Yeah.
He like doesn't claim to sing. So he's like, whoa, like he just did what you did. And I'm like, oh, you mean, ah, like I have
to
interpret what he's saying.
Yeah.
And obviously it has
to
be
up and down and in the middle.
Yeah. It has to be like motivated, obviously, but it's cool because they give you liberties. And sometimes, you know, I like to learn it on the page and then I like to make it up with them. And some writers do give me riffs. I mean, I don't always feel comfortable. A lot of people are like, do this. And I feel I get panicked if I have to make it up on the spot. Like, I'm totally honest. I had to go into... So The Greatest Showman trailer just came out. Did you see it?
Oh, yes. So
well, actually, I haven't seen it yet.
We're gonna watch it all together.
Okay, because I did all the readings
right.
for like 3 years, and I was in the ensemble. And like you're working.
And you're on the Dear Evan Hansen album as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I'm in the virtual community voices.
Yeah.
Dear Evan Hansen.
That's me. That's my voice.
You and Jen Colella.
Exactly. Yeah, Jen Colella. So you're working with the best singers in the city. Like, it's just very humbling. And we had to go into the studio and riff for 16 bars. And I was panicking.
What?
I'm not comfortable with that. I know you're going to be like, shat, no. Like, I did the, if you heard, like.
But you're a very technical person, correct?
Technical person?
In terms of like.
Like musicality.
Musicality.
Yeah, like obviously, but me, I always do like the same riffs. I get lost. If I don't plan it, I'm like, I can't find the tonic. So I feel like a little tone deaf. And
we have more tonic. Do you have more tonic?
Tonic, any more tonic, yeah.
Friends of the show, should we watch the Greatest Showman on Earth trailer?
Yes.
Oh, The Greatest Showman.
I've purposely not watched it until now.
So
we're doing a little
here.
Movie preview review
yeah.
podcast, which is.
Plug it, Kimberly.
My husband's podcast, Jay Schmidt. The Movie Preview Review, in which they review movies based only on the previews. They just launched a YouTube channel that's really funny, and they actually just did The Greatest Showman trailer.
Oh, they did?
It's been really hard to wait until tonight. Let's do this.
You haven't watched it either, Kimberly?
No, I've been...
Tonight.
Oh, I have.
It's Natalie! No.
Kevin, you're
that's
right.
a logo. I actually don't even know what this is about.
P.T. Barnum and the Circus.
Oh, that's why Jay's obsessed. He's obsessed with P.T. Barnum.
Spoiler alert.
You're all dismissed. Better luck with your next job.
Oh, Robert Carlyle.
I just want to watch
he's
the
in
Prestige
the Sweeney Todd.
Now.
He's in Sweeney Todd.
And what?
This is off Broadway.
Robert Carlyle?
I don't think that's Robert Carlyle.
Not? Oh.
For a tent?
I'll see anything that Michelle Williams is in, including Blackbird.
I'll see anything.
I can't believe
Kayla
is the entire trailer.
She's the whole trailer.
Who?
Kayla Saddle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I wasn't really listening.
Oh. There she is, Kayla Saddle. Zac Efron.
Oh.
My mom's going to watch
this.
So hard on Christmas.
There's lips. Oh, that's gonna make me nervous.
They're
lifting
the
each other on a roof. Nope. Ooh, I went down my hair pink.
She's getting really famous.
Who's
who?
That?
Zaydana?
Oh, yeah.
Zendaya. I think she's already really famous,
she's
Brian,
also,
and you're too old.
No, but she's also in the Spider-Man movie coming out this weekend.
Oh.
I can't believe they don't see introducing Kayla Settle.
I love Rebecca Ferguson.
Do they not put her in the...
I literally, I think
there's
Michelle Williams is one of the best working actresses.
And I love her friendship with Busy Phillips.
Oh my god, you have no idea about this music. You just don't even know.
So here's the thing.
Wait. Oh my god, Jay's gonna make me see this 5 times.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSMusical.com.
Great Expo.
The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
So what I'll say is, if I didn't know it was a musical, I'd have no idea it was a musical.
But it is actually a musical.
Yes, Pasek and Paul wrote it.
Pasek.
I tell him every time. Every time she corrects me. But yeah. It's in my brain already.
This is the most incredible music you've ever heard.
That's what I heard. Kevin, what did you think of that trailer?
I think it looks really exciting. I would definitely go see that movie.
Kimberly?
Yes, 100%. It's just because I like The Prestige so much, and it kind of looks like his
I
outfit.
I love The Prestige.
Great Christopher Nolan movie. Ugh.
It was a Christopher Nolan?
It's a
Nolan?
Musical, The Prestige.
Yeah. Okay. It's like the only movie I own on iTunes.
Have you seen any of the cuts of the movie? No?
No.
So you're just excited as we are.
I want to show you a funny video of Hugh Jackman saying happy 60th to my mom, though.
My mom's 60th birthday was in October, and I was doing the reading of Greatest Showman. And she's obsessed with Hugh Jackman. I was like, he's the nicest person. I'm just going to ask him. And like on a break, he was like, oh, yeah, of course, whatever. So I have like a reaction video and her, which I'm going to find.
Oh, my God. This is probably amazing.
Her reaction to the
split
Hugh
screen.
Jackman video?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
So it's a 17-minute video. I'm not going to show it. It's a 17-minute video of my mom's life and like everyone being like, oh, happy birthday. And then at the very end.
That's so good.
Your mom looked like she knows she was gonna cry or throw up. Like she was.
Well, she was like laughing, crying.
It was like he was there in the room with her.
Oh, that's so fun.
That's great. That's so good. He
that's
is
so
the nicest
good.
Though.
Yeah.
Because this is July 4th when this episode is coming out. I have a game that's called Is It Hamilton or 1776? So I'm gonna read out lyrics from the show. And you're going to have to guess if it's 1776 or Hamlet.
Hamilton.
Okay. Hamilton.
Good job on Hamlet. Thank you.
Thank you. And you get an extra credit point if you can name the actual song it comes from.
So we're going to go one by one?
Yes, we're going to go one by one.
I've never listened to 1776.
I've barely listened to Hamilton, so I'm going to be a good viewer.
Good. Right, we should be on the same team.
Okay, great. Perfect.
So... we'll start with Natalie, the guest.
Pins, Abigail, pins. 1776.
So, them soldiers, they fired, oh man, did we run.
Hamilton?
That is actually 1776.
This is a funny game! Oh my God, Jesus Christ.
That's from Mama Look Sharp.
This is so funny!
That's a tight, okay.
That's, hey, hey, mama. No,
I don't know.
Beautiful.
Mama Look Sharp.
I know, he
will
plays
the
violin.
Will someone shut that man up?
1776.
That is 1776. Do you know what song?
Sit down, John.
That is what it's from. I want to talk about what I have learned, the hard-won wisdom I have earned.
Hamilton.
What song is that from?
The Washington...
One Last Time.
That's the Washington song, the One Last
that
Time.
That is.
Yeah, that's what I said, the Washington.
I'll give you half
a Washington
point.
Has a lot of songs, Brian.
All right, Natalie, are you ready?
I'm embarrassed. You caught me in my weak spot.
Hamilton.
And just as Tom here has written, though the shell may belong to Great Britain, the eagle inside belongs to us.
1776.
That is from 1776. Do you know the song?
No, I don't know any songs from that show.
That's right, Natalie. It is called Egg.
Give me 90s movie trivia. I'll kill you all.
Wow,
all
right. We should do that.
Yeah.
Kimberly.
Heads up.
What's your favorite
phone?
90s movie?
Oh, so many.
Or we can play Heads Up.
Yeah, we should do Heads Up next. Kevin,
I have just two more. Kimberly and Brian. All right, Kimberly.
Yeah.
Sit down, John, you fat mother...
No! Well, that one's from Hamilton.
I'm obnoxious and disliked. Did you know that?
1776.
I didn't know that, thank you.
It's from a song called Obnoxious and Disliked.
It's called But Mr. Adams.
That's right.
But Mr. Adams.
Is right.
Dear Mr. Adams. Nobody...
How about he plays the violin?
That's a great one.
I know that title.
That's the...
That's not even a lyric.
I'm thinking of, like, I know the lyric.
Do you know
the
who is the original on Broadway in 1776 who sang He Plays the Violin?
Is that Martha?
Yeah, do you know who that was? Miss Betty Buckley. Yeah.
I have a weird special talent I would like to brag about.
Oh,
yes,
tell
us.
I can name the exact year a 90s movie was made, even if I hadn't seen it.
Clueless.
Idiot Savant, 95.
Any 90s movie?
Yeah.
Titanic.
97. Did you check the other ones? Was I right?
10 Things I Hate About You.
99.
This is awesome.
It's bizarre.
7.
95.
That was so... You're so
Fargo.
Good.
96.
This is insane. Groundhog Day.
93.
Good Will Hunting.
97.
This is my favorite part of this whole episode.
I've gotten everything
wrong. One of my favorite movies of all time, Dazed and Confused.
93.
This is the greatest moment of my whole life. Dumb and Dumber.
94.
And then one more, The Sandlot.
93.
Yeah!
Oh, I think we should cheers to that.
Impressive. And as we mentioned before, Jumanji.
95.
Oh, God, you're good.
You're unstoppable. Wow.
That was amazing.
Normally, I'm like, because I can see the, it's weird, I can see the poster.
Yeah.
Or like,
damn.
But like, once you get to the 80s or 2000s, it's a little blurry.
Kevin, do you have some more questions before we go to our next game?
Sure. So Stephanie J. Block has been interviewed, and she talked about how she kind of like gets to make a living off of her belt voice, but she actually loves more than ever to use her actual legit voice. How do you feel? Because you've talked about, like you played the opera cap before. Like, you definitely, if you guys listen, and if you've seen, like, You Matter to Me, and some of those videos we hear, like, hints of your more, like, more operatic, like,
mm-hmm.
head voice register. How do you feel about the fact that, like, you most of the time are living in that kind of, like, mixy belt phase instead of the head voice world?
Good question. How do I feel about it?
Or has
well,
that been
no,
the case
I mean,
for you as well? I mean, for the most
well,
part.
Well, the funny... My favorite story of, like, I was trained to belt, to mix, to sing in my head voice. Like, I came into college. My favorite example is me singing, you know... What's the song from? How can I hope to... Far From the Home I Love from Fiddler. But I would be like, how can I hope to make you understand? It would be like Scoopy and like Mariah. I wouldn't be
right.
like, no, I wouldn't be like that. So I learned how to like open up my head voice. But I got cast as the Cosette understudy for North Shore's Les Mis in 2007 because I can sing it, but I'm not an ingenue. And my friend was like, did you belt the high C? And I'm like, yeah, I belted the high C. Like my favorite question was like, okay, like, was it really hard for you not to riff in Les Mis? And I'm like, yeah, like...
You can't
like,
stop it.
What kind of question is this?
Actually, that was actually a cut song from Hairspray, You Can't Stop the Riff.
Oh, my God. Like, it was like, tomorrow, can't... Like, no.
Right.
Can't. What are you talking about?
One day more.
Right. That's exactly
I'm sorry when I didn't take my medication.
Yeah.
The riffs are just coming out of
I
me.
I know.
I cannot control my own vocal cords.
Oh, my
Shall
God.
We play some Heads Up?
Let's do it.
All right, what do you want to
do?
I do
like singing in the basement, too. People don't know.
That's so 90s or Broadway,
you
baby?
You often option down. I mean, I'm
love,
showing how much I've watched your videos and listened to your
I
music.
I just love singing,
but you
like,
love that, like, deep, like, getting into that, like,
yeah,
dark
I'm a bass.
Place.
Yeah,
I mean,
me too.
Alto's Lament, right?
Nah.
I know the silvery
Do you
want to
do Broadway Baby or That's So 90s?
That's So 90s.
Should I do this?
Yeah.
Place on forehead. Just get right. ready.
Tell it down so we can see. Where in the world is
Carmen Sandiego?
Yeah.
Yeah.
94, the movie you just mentioned.
With the
Dumb and Dumber?
Yes.
From Full House,
Have
the hot
Mercy.
One.
Michelle Tanner?
No,
the Stephanie
Tanner.
Hot one.
No, his,
the boy.
Their
Uncle
father's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The stare. They're, and they like, that's how
no,
they fight
cute
people
little
is
fluffy
the blank,
stuffed
blank
animals.
Stare.
Brown blank, what do you see?
What?
And I blank about you. It rhymes with
they're cute little
rare.
Stuffed animals and they have little things on their tummies that tell them what they like.
Teletubbies?
No.
No.
Right,
yeah.
We'll pass that.
She's
married
to
Nick
Lachey
in the 90s.
Jessica Simpson.
Yeah. It was the Brandy
and
Monica song.
The Boy Is Mine.
Yes. they made the V formation
yeah,
to win.
V, they're a hockey team.
But kids.
Quack, 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 Mr.
Mighty Ducks?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pacey was on it.
She's a soccer player.
Oh, time's up. Amanda Bynes?
No, a soccer player?
Sorry, what's that?
Oh, yeah, that's good. She's a man.
She's a man. What was the answer?
I would love to see Amanda Bynes on a professional soccer field.
What do you want to do? What's
Amanda Bynes?
Oh, I can do my own.
Choose your own category. Favorite fictional character for Kimberly.
It's upside down.
Did it fix it?
No, it didn't.
There you go.
Oh, it's you can't get a man without a gun.
With a gun.
With a gun.
Annie Oakley.
Thank you. Without a gun. She ate an apple and died.
Someday my prince will come.
Oh, there's no way.
Yes. That's Snow White.
No, he didn't. He's in the book, Catcher in the Rye.
The main character.
Atticus Finch.
No, that's Kill Mockingbird.
The main character.
Let's pass that one.
He's best friends with Winnie the Pooh.
Piglet?
Yeah.
He has huge ears and he's an elephant.
Dumbo.
Yeah.
He's gonna be in the Broadway theater in the fall.
King Kong.
Yes.
he sat on a wall. He had a great fall. Yeah. Yes.
Corey Matthews' girlfriend and wife.
Topanga.
Yeah. Yes. Hello, it's me.
Eliza Doolittle.
Yes.
What's up,
Dopey and he's an elf. He's a dwarf.
What?
He's
Doc?
Alright, I'm gonna do
superheroes.
No, blockbuster movies.
Okay.
I'll do blockbuster and then you'll do Bubba Baby.
Okay.
Bubba Baby.
Whoa. Tequila in my body.
Okay. Get ready. 3, 2, 1.
Barbara Streisand.
Yeah.
The mirror has two faces.
It's her first
musical.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
Amy Adams and Meryl Streep cooking.
Julie and Julia.
Yes.
Correct.
Oh, God.
Michael Keaton.
It's Catwoman, but...
This was Nicole Kidman in the movie...
Batman and Robin?
Oh, yeah,
Yes.
Yeah.
This was...
With Toothless, and he's so cute, and he flies around, and he has someone on his back.
Oh, yeah,
this is Blockbuster
movies.
Oh, these are movies. This Playing Downtown at the Bleecker Street.
With Johnny
Mrs.
Lovett.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, this is Kermit and
Piggy
and all them in our city.
Muppets of Manhattan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Muppets Take Manhattan.
Yes.
Yeah, you're
this
right.
Is
it's half cartoon,
what's up,
half
Doc?
Basketball.
95. Michael Jordan.
Yeah,
Michael
Jordan. Oh, Space Jam.
Yes.
I think it's 96.
This is Johnny Depp, and he does like topiaries.
Edward Scissorhands.
Yes.
He does
topiaries. Which is like decorative
like trees that
bushes.
Look like
he does topiaries.
He does topiaries.
I can't believe you're like, oh, Edward Scissorhands.
Guys, I saw Edward Scissorhands the ballet. It's really good.
That's hilarious. He does topiaries.
This little boy dances with scissors.
All right, Kevin.
All right, Broadway Baby.
You're doing Broadway Baby.
There are a lot of musicals in there for.
There were. They just
I thought
knew.
It was TV, so I was
we
like,
just
what?
Knew. What do I do?
Just hit play.
Wait a minute.
Oh God. Broadway
and then
place
on forehead.
Hit play.
Play. Oh God. Broadway Baby.
He makes topiary and then I learned what that was.
All right, here we go. Topiary.
Okay, get
that's
ready.
All
right,
here we
three,
go.
3, 2, 1.
What?
Attend the
that
tale
same
of.
One.
Three in time.
Yeah. Because Jellicles can.
Yeah, they're not dogs.
They're completely miserable.
One day more.
A Les Miserables.
Yeah.
That was a little cheating. A really long title about going to work.
How to succeed in business without any
time. He wrote Rent.
Jonathan.
There's the
Jonathan Grant. Jonathan Larson.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Jesus.
Tequila.
Is the only number that you.
Chorus line.
No,
the
song.
The title of the song.
What? One?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Heather Headley.
Heather Headley.
Aida. Yeah.
Glinda.
Adina Menzel?
No, the
Christian
show.
Chenoweth?
The show.
Which show?
Yeah. It was the Jerome Kerman original stuff. On a.
Pippin?
No.
No.
Blank Business.
They're on a riverboat.
Nope.
Nope.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What?
Showboat.
She said boat.
Did I?
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
On a
no,
riverboat.
No, no, no,
she's on a riverboat.
And he goes,
all right, Showboat.
That was fun.
Pippin? I was like,
I don't know.
Close.
And we have one more game
that's
for you.
Magic to do.
We have one more game.
Oh, yeah, that was close. Make-believe magic. I see where you're
yeah,
going.
Yeah,
I get
that.
Somewhere.
Yeah, I get it, but like, what, 70 years apart?
I'm
yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
70 years? Yeah, that's
right. Literally 70.
When the alcohol hits, we have no math.
Concept
of
time.
Yeah. Let's play our last game.
Oh, okay. Okay. So with Taboo, I have a stack of Lights of Broadway show cards in my hand.
Wait, this is Taboo?
Yeah.
Shut up.
With the show cards.
Well, it's just we're playing.
No, we're playing.
Playing.
Yeah.
We're going to see if we can get through this whole deck in 3 minutes.
Great.
Ready?
Go.
Yes.
Oh, do I go first?
Yeah. Go.
Famous comedian redhead.
Carol Burnett.
Yeah, the story goes on from Baby.
Liz Calloway.
Yes.
He just won the Tony for Best Actor in a Musical.
Ben Platt.
Yes.
I had to think. Oh, they wrote the show he's in.
Passing and Paul.
Passing and Paul. Pacing and Paul.
Passing.
Shut up.
I will never
He's Something Rotten, and he won for... Did he win for
Borrell?
Yes. Full name.
Christian Borrell.
He did.
Yeah, Brian, you're not on a last name basis with these people.
Mrs. Potts from the movie.
Andrew Lansbury.
Oh, your boo? You can just say my boo.
I love her so much.
And I'm telling you...
Jennifer Holliday.
Yeah.
Oh, ensemblist.
Oh, I haven't been talking into this.
Curtis,
I'm so sorry.
Curtis Droger?
Holbrook?
Holbrook?
Yes, is that it?
Kevin just making up words.
I'm making up names.
Kevin's
He used to be on, like, Law & Order, and I think he was in Chicago, and he died, like, in the last
Jerry
3 years. Thank you.
She's married to the guy who is the lead in Fiddler on the Roof.
Rebecca Luker.
Yes.
The original MC.
Alan. Joel Gray.
Oh, shit.
No! There you go.
That's not what we said.
It's just her and this guy.
Jen Colella.
Matthew. Producers, not Matthew.
Nathan Lane.
He was Darth Vader's voice.
James Earl Jones. She was just nominated for falsettos. She's the
Stephanie
best.
Stephanie Diblock.
She belted with a banana in her mouth.
Original Mimi and Rent.
Daphne Rumavega.
Correct.
Keep going. How much time do we have left?
He directed, I think, Bloody Bloody?
Timbers.
Full name.
Alex Timbers.
Again, you're not on last name basis with all these people, right? It's a he. Okay.
He's a friend of the show. He is a personal trainer. He is,
Andrew Bratis.
Yes. But what is
annoying
his...
Annoying actor
Andrew
friend.
Yes. Annoying actor friend. He's also a friend of the show. He was in Talk Everlasting, Newsies.
Andrew Keeney Mulder.
Yeah.
Our favorite national treasure. In
Kamala
the
Cusack.
He won for Hamilton Supporting Actor.
Diggs. He's currently in Hamilton and was in Aladdin.
James Iglehart.
Yes.
Also a friend of the show. Not a rare card.
Michael Bennett.
Yeah.
Not a rare card?
We find him all the time.
The dad from Coyote Ugly.
John Goodman.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed.
Jason from Cats.
Benny Buckley. Because you said it earlier. Okay, that's enough.
That brings us to the end of our episode.
Yes.
Thanks.
I didn't have anything to say.
Yes, I'm happy you're excited. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Happy 4th of July, everybody.
I have no idea what I'm doing. Where am I going to watch fireworks?
I don't know. They're on the East River.
You're watching
this year.
Them right
they
now.
Are?
Yeah.
Wow. They're on the East River.
I know.
But you can follow Natalie at Natalie Weiss this fall.
Natalie_Weiss.
Oh, shit.
No!
Right.
Disney letters.
Try that again.
You said it, Mom.
Don't take him. but you can also, this fall, she's going to be one of the featured vocalists on Michael Mott's new album.
Yes.
Abandoned Heart. So check that out.
# Abandoned Heart. MM.
We have a super fancy episode coming out then, so just like super wait for it.
And you can maybe hear my voice in the background of The Greatest Showman with
and
like 12
Dear
other
Evan
singers.
Hansen.
And Dear Evan Hansen.
Dear Evan Hansen.
People swear they hear my voice, and I'm like, that's
you.
Crystalyn Lloyd. That's not me. They really think that's me. I'm like, it's not.
Please rate and review us on iTunes.
Five stars, please.
We would really appreciate that. Do you have friends? Do those friends love Broadway? Do those friends need to find us through that? That's how you do it.
Through iTunes.
iTunes, you're right. Follow
tequila.
Us on @BroadWasted, tequila speaking. But we end every episode with a quote.
Oh, no.
It's the 4th of July.
Yep.
Oh, no.
So I have...
Sit down, John.
That was a good one, yeah. We have started with this quote. It's going to take a little while, but I think it's worth it.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Good morning. In less than an hour, aircraft from here will join us from around the world. I will be launching the largest aerial battle in the history of the world of mankind. Mankind.
Independence Day.
What word should have new meaning for all of us today? That word. Oh, I'm drunk. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be unified. You will be united in. Oh man, I'm botching
this.
In our common interests. Perhaps it's fate that today is the 4th of July, and you will once again be fighting for our freedom. not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. We are fighting for our right to live, to exist. And should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day the world declared when one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today we celebrate
our Independence Day! I can't believe you just did that whole speech.
Do you love that movie?
Oh, yes. Love I've never that seen movie. That movie.
Bill Pullman be 97. Proud.
I think I'm nervous.
Well, Natalie, thank you so much for joining us. We enjoyed the hell out of you. You're a delight.
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 Delightful. Tell me that word about the trees again.
What? Varietal?
Oh, topiary.
Everybody, happy July 4th. I hope you enjoy the hell out of your fireworks and your barbecue and your hot dogs and your hamburgers.
I hope
your
you're all as drunk as Brian.
And Kimberly, stay safe.
But let's raise a glass to the four of us. Cheers. And as we end every episode,
zoot-doo-wop,
Bob. I have a story about that.
Go tell it. Can you not tell right now?
I can't really cheers. See. Yeah. I can show you. It's fine.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.